They talk about an increase of $70 to $140 per student for every district, but it's not the entire story because largely because of something called categoricals. And that's just, you know, bureaucratese for money set aside for specific purposes. And very often it's things like special education or transportation. In this budget, we're talking a lot about money for what's called best practices and performance. You know, right now, it's if a school district is a school of choice district, then that's considered a best practice. If you encourage dual enrollment in high school and community college, that's considered a best practice. This kind of is a be careful what you wish for situation, because a lot of school districts have over the past 12 months been urging Lansing to end the practice of categorical bumps in funding, fold it all into the foundation allowance, the per student foundation allowance, and then let the school districts decide what their best practices are, what the most important things that they need to do are. And the road has been kind of bumpy. So I'll just give you two examples, you know, right there in your backyard, that Traverse City is supposed to get $140 in additional money per student, but they're losing about $50 in this best practices money. So that's a net gain, not of $140, but of $90. Now, if you want to see a school district that's really taking it on the chin in this budget, go to Kingsley, which is also a district that is supposed to get $140 per student, you know, helping to close that gap. But they got so money in, you know, this best practices and performance money that they're actually, of that $140, they're losing $120. And so if you do the math, that means that, you know, Kingsley is in line in terms of just, you know, the foundation allowance for a net gain of about $20 per student, which really doesn't even meet inflation.
This budget breezed through the state house, but it did face a little bit more opposition in the Senate. Why the disconnect between House and Senate Democrats?
Yeah, I know. In the state house, it passed by a bipartisan majority, an overwhelming bipartisan majority of 99 votes to just 10 dissenting, whereas in the Senate, pretty much all the Democrats voted against it. It was almost a caucus position. And I think there are two things at play. One is that the Senate Democrats, they took kind of a principled stand that because this does still allow for the state to raid the school aid fund for universities, that they were just going to vote against it. But it also speaks to the reality that the Senate Democratic Caucus is so small, they could meet in a closet. And so they were really just shut out of any negotiating over the budget. Whereas in the House, in order to reach that huge majority, Republicans dealt with the Democrats.
Rick, Proposal A is 20 years old, but there's still this disparity in funding between school districts in Michigan. Are we closing this gap?
Well, we're moving this year toward closing that gap. But, you know, here's part of the deal is that, you know, budgets are approved on an annual basis, that no legislature can bind a future legislature to do something. So that means that every 2 years is a new ball game. And so, you know, right now, this legislature in this session has decided that it wants to put some money towards that. There's no guarantee that future legislatures will do that, or that, you know, circumstances will allow for that. That, you know, every budget is restricted by the wishes of the elected officials who are voting on it, the governor who has to sign it, and also just the money that's available to do the things that they want to do.
Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. As always, it's been a pleasure, Rick.
Pleasure.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.